This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, friends. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hama. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua, Masechta Nazir, Daf Vav, Amud Aleph. Let's start again from three lines from the bottom. Hey, Amud Beis. Says Gemara, Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah. Let's just review. We have a machloikis between Rav Masna and Bar Pada. Rav Masna is of the opinion Nazirus is a full-fledged 30 days. He learns it out from the word Yiyah, which is a gematria. And the Eon share we brought, the Rush says gematria is not one of Yud Gimel Midah Shatarni Reshes. Then Reb Shimshon Mikinoin says, no, it's a legitimate method of hermeneutic exegesis. It's a legitimate method of drasha. And therefore, all procedures needs to take place on day 31. However, B'di'eved, Rav Masna subscribes to the principle of Mikzas hayom kukulai. Part of a day is like a whole day. That's the opinion of Rav Masna. Bar Pada learns out Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom from the fact that it says Nazir Nizroi 29 times. He holds fundamentally Nazirus is 29 days. However, Lechatchila, he holds as a gzeira up to a case where you said 30 full days. Excuse me. You need to count 30 days and do l'chatchila, the procedure on day 31. However, if you did it on day 30, it would be good. Bar Pada does not subscribe to the principle of miksas hayom kukulai. Okay? That's where we're holding. We're going to start again from Hey Omed Beis, three lines from the bottom. Tanan, mi shen nazar beis naziros. One who dedicated himself to take upon himself three periods of naziros. Megaleach es harishayna yom lamed ve'echad. He shaves the first time on day 31, which seems straight up like Rav Masna, that Nazirus is 30 days and you do the procedure on day 31. V'hashniya liyom shisha ve'echad. And then the second procedure on day 61. Now, at first glance, that's hard to understand because if you need 30 full days, then and then you do the procedure on day 31. So day 31, does it count even? Maybe you need to start the procedure on, maybe you need to start the second Nazirus on day 32, finish on day 61, and do the procedure on day 62. But no, the Gemara says, Bishlam of Masna Nicha. According to Masna, this is all fine and good. Why? The first Nazirus is 30 days. You do the procedure on day 31. Day 31 will also count as the first day of the second set. So according to Rav Masna, this is all fine and good. Ela Labar Pada Kasha, but according to Bar Pada, who says that Nazirus is 29 days, it's shver, it's difficult, because why do you do the procedure on day 31? You should do the procedure on day 30. Now, as Tosis pointed out, we already asked this question. And we already answered that in the world of Bar Pada, it's a gezeira up to a case where you said, I need to do 30 days shleimen. But as Tosis pointed out, the Gemara's derech is to reiterate points that it made earlier. If there's a slight chiddush, and what is the slight chiddush? We'll see that even Bar Pada subscribes to Miksas Hayoim Kukulai, as we're about to see. Bar Pada responds. Amar Lecha Bar Pada. Bar Pada responds. Bar Pada responds, Ema Seifa, tell me the Seifa. V'im Gila, V'im Gilach Es HaRishon Aliyam Shloishim, if you shaved for the first series on the 30th day, you could shave for the second Nazirus on day 60. Now that, off the bat, supports Bar Pada, because that indicates that b'di'avad, Nazirus could be 29 days, and you could shave on day, you could cut your hair on day 30, and then again on day 60. So this is definitely a siyua to Bar Pada, that it's okay to do it on day 30. So Rarpada says, now that we got that out of the way, that I have a support, El Sefer Masayele, the Sefer supports Rarpada. So what's the pshat in the Reisha, according to Rarpada, that you l'chatchila need to do it on the 31st day? Reisha ba'omer shleimim. The Reisha is talking about where it's not ba'omer shleimim. We had this already. It's ki'ilu. Where's the Bach? The Bach changes the girsa. The Reisha nase ka'omer shleimim. It's treated as if you said shloshim, meaning we have to make a gzeira lest you say I need to do 30 full days. Okay, it's treated as if he said I need to do 30 full days. So that's why l'chatchila you need to shave on day 31. So Rav Masna. Okay, so the Seifa supports Bar Pada because it says if you do it on the day 30, it works. Reisha nase ka'omer shleimim. So Gemara says, Olav Masna kasha Seifa. According to Masna, the Seifa is shver. It's a question on the Seifa. Why? Because the Seifa says that if you did the shaving on day 30, it's sufficient. But how does that fit in to Rav Masna? The Seifa says you need it's okay to do the Giluach on day 30. Why? Says Gemara. Amar Lach, Rav Masna would say that the reason for the Seifa of why you could do the shaving on day 30, the Seifa explains. Yom Shloishim Oila Lakan Olakan, because the 30th day counts for this and for that. Meaning, the 30th day is Miksa Sayom Kekulai, day 30. And it's also the first day of the next cycle. It's Oila Lakan Olakan. Let's see Tosis. Tosis, now the Tosis, the Tosis looks a little daunting on this page, but luckily the Daf HaShavua only allows us to do certain Tosis, you know. So the ones that we're going to be reading now are from Divrei HaMaskil Ulurav Masna Kashya Seifa Diktani Im Gilach Rishona Liyam Shloshim, that it says if you shave for the first time on the 30th day, it's okay. Amad Liyam Shloshim Matzal Gulche, we see that you could be Megaleach on day 30. Amar Lach Rav Masna, Seifa Yoim Shloishim Oila Lakan Ulakan. The Seifa, it explains. The 30th day counts for this and for that. Perush. Now, the Maharav Ranchberg now takes out the next 18 words. Okay, he just makes a small emendation in the text of Tosis. You know, usually, you know, the Bach will change one or two words. Here he takes that one, two, three. Three. 23 words. The Maharav Ranchberg takes out the next 23 words of Tosis, and he replaces it with different words. And they read as follows. If you look in the Hagos Marav Ranchberg, he says, Misham Hachi, Im Gilach Barishoino Yom Lamed. If you cut your hair the first time on day 30, Diyatza, your Yotzi, Misham Diyom Lamed, Yeshloimar, because for the 30th day you could say, Miksas Yom Kekulai, Va'oila Miksasai Lenazirus Rishaina. Part of it helps for the first Naziros, Hilkach B'diyaved Yatza. But Ulchatchila B'inan Lamed Aleph Yom. You need 31 days. The Meshech Nazirus Shloshim Yom. The duration of Nazirus is 30 days. Kedashani Nami Arisha, like we answer in the Reisha. Umash Megaleach Hashnia Lechatchila Liyom Shishim. Why do you shave the second time on the 60th day? Desoiv Mishum Desoiv Soiv. Oile Lahaschalas Nazirus Sheni. Day 30 works for the beginning of the second Nazirus. Midi dehavei Adam de mekabel Nazirus b'chatzei yom, just like anyone who wakes up in the middle of the day and says, I want to be a Nazir, that day counts. The mekabel Nazirus b'chatzei yom, v'nimtza de yom shloshim. It comes out that the 30th day, havia lehaschalas Nazirus sheni, is the beginning of the second Nazirus. L'hachi megaleach hashniyah l'chadchila l'yom shishim. Therefore, listen carefully. It's not only b'di'eved you could shave on day 60. Now l'chadchila you could shave on day 60. If you cut your hair on day 30, b'di'eved, once you did that, but l'maisa, it's day 30 and it's day 1. So therefore, day 60 is day 31 of the second cycle. Even l'chadchila. Even l'chadchila. Okay. Now, the Gemara has a kasha. The Gemara continues, Maihi. What's the logic over here in Rav Masna? The logic is, Miktsas hayom kukula, that part of a day is like a whole day. Ha'amra chadazimna. We already taught that once. We already taught that from an earlier part of the Mishnah. The earlier part of the Mishnah says that if you shave on day 30, it works b'di'eved. Why? Because of Miktsas hayom kukulai. So now all of a sudden, good morning America, we have this new case that if you accepted two Nazirus and you shave on day 30, it works, and then you could shave again on day 60. And the chiddush is Miktsas hayom kukulai. What? This is a big discovery. We already revealed that. We already revealed it. We already taught that once. Look back in Tosfos. Uparuch l'Rav Masna, my kamashmalan Tana. What's the Tana teaching me? The Amar Miktsas hayom kukulai. Hamerisha, we learned that from the earlier part of the Mishnah. Diktani, it's taught. Misha Amar Reini Nazir, Megaleach Yom Shloshim Ve'echad. It says if someone accepts upon himself Nazirus, he shaves on the 31st day. V'im Gilach V'yom Shloshim, if he cut his hair on the third day, Yatza. Why mitam de Miktsas hayom kukulai l'Rav Masna? To which the Gemara answers, no. Mahu de tema, I might have thought hani mili l'inyan chada naziris. When do we say miktsas hayom kukule? That's one period of naziris. So if a guy accepted upon himself and he said hareini nazir, then if b'di'eved he shaved on the 30th day, it's effective. Why? Because miktsas hayom kukule. But now you wanna have it both ways. You wanna have your cake and eat it. Avolashtei, but to say that day 30 counts as the 30th day of the first cycle and the first day of the second cycle, you want to pull Miktsas Yom Kukulai in both directions? Lai, I would say not. Kamash Malan, then in the world of Rav Masna, Miktsas Hayom Kukulai could work in both ways. Okay? Umeshani, look in Tosfos. Umeshani, Demeresha, Loi Shaminon, Ela Demiktsas Shloishim oilolai lenaziris achas. From the ratio, all I see is that part of the 30th day, it works for one naziris. Shenadar, aval lebeis naziris, but for two naziris, kamei b'seifa, like in the seifa shoila tchilas shloishim yoim, that you're going to count the beginning of the 30th day lesoif naziris rishain, for the end of the first naziris, and then lekanu lekana, and then you want it to work as the first day of the second naziris. Loi, maybe not. Fine. So far, so good. Yeah, Ellie, you're good. It's good. The reason I'm picking on Ellie because that's my brother's name. So he's, I'm giving him favoritism. Fine. There we go. Tanan. Tanan. Im gilach yoim shishim chasar echad yatsa. Okay, we learned in the Mishnah. This is just, we're continuing to quote Mishnayos on Daf Tes Zayin. Im gilach yoim shishim chaser echad yatsa. If you shaved on the 59th day, on the 60th day minus one, you're yotze. Why? Sheyoim shloishim oilalay min aminyan. Because the 30th day counts. What does it mean the 30th day counts? Again, we're talking about a guy, he accepted two naziris. He ended the first one on day 30. And now on the second one, b'di'eved day 31. Now we had. In the previous case, the seifa, what was it? What did we learn in the seifa? Im gilach es rishayna liyom shloishim, You do the second one, Yom Shishim. Why? Because Yom Shloishim is day one. The 30th day is count could count as day 30 of the first Nazirus. It could count as day one of the second Nazirus. It's over on day 59, and you'll cut your hair on day 60. But what if you did it on day 59? So now what you're doing is you're using Mikzvah Sayom Kukulai three times. You're shaving on day 30 because Mikzvah Sayom Kukulai, that this little bit of day 30 is the 30th day. You now start on that very day, day one of the next cycle. So that's Mikzvah Sayom Kukulai toward the next cycle. And then on day 59, which is the 30th day, you're using once again Nachamal Mikzvah Sayom Kukulai, which should work. Tanan, Mgilach Yom Shishim Chasar Echad, Yatza, Sheyom Shloishim Oilolai Min HaMinyan. Now, according to Rav Masna, this is great. Rav Masna subscribes to Mikzvah Sayom Kukulai. It doesn't matter how many times. Bishlam Rav Masna, Nicha. Ella, Labar Pada, Lamali. But according to Rav Pada, why does it work? Ha'amar, Shloishim Chasar Echad. Now, according to Rav Masna, I understand. Not only do I understand the halacha, and I understand the logic. The logic given is Yom Shloishim Oilolai Min HaMinyan. Day 30 counts as the 30th day of the first cycle and the first day of the second cycle. But according to Bar Pada, how do you read this? Ha'amar Shloishim Chasar Echad. Why does Yom Shloishim need to count? But according to Bar Pada, you only need 29 days. Look at the Lashon of the Braisa. The Braisa seems to say, or the Mishnah seems to say, Yom Shloishim Oilolai Min HaMinyan. Day 30 counts for the cycle. What do you mean it counts for the cycle? According to Rav Masna, that's great. You need it to count for day 30. But according to Bar Pada, you don't need it to count for day 30. You only need 29 days. This wording, this expression is not correct. Why does it have to count as a 30th day? Let's see.
But Bar Pada doesn't hold of Mikzvah
Correct.
Correct.
So you're asking, you're answering.
So then the 30th day doesn't count as the first day.
The 30th day,
According to Bar Pada, doesn't count as the first day.
well, Bar Pada may subscribe to Mikzvah Sayom Kukulai in the beginning, just not in the end, right? So, but the Lashon of the Mishnah is, it counts as the 30th day. Well, in the world of Bar Pada, it doesn't need to count as the 30th day because you only need 29 days. Let's see how Tosfos understands the question. Tanan. Im gilach yom shishim chasar echad yatsa bishlama l'Rav Masna nicha perish shatana tzarach lashmi inon v'loimar. The Tana needed to go and say, "The yom lamed oila l'kano l'kan." The 30th day counts for this and for that. Sharei tiglachas rishonos v'yom lamed. The first shaving was on the 30th day. V'chein tiglachas shniyah shoyse v'yom shishim chasar echad hi b'yom. What is that? Gimel going on? Ubiyoim. Hanazirus, he takes out the word shatimsa. Marav Ranchberg takes out the word shatimsa. Shatabiyoim shatamu Hanazirus yoim lamid. Hanaziris miyoim shegilachba. One more time. According to Rav Masna, it's good. The Tana needed to go out and say that the 30th day counts for this direction and that direction. The first cutting of the hair was on the 30th day. And the second cutting of the hair was on the 59th day. when the Naziris of 30 days finished from the time he shaved the first time. Ulachain tsarach litein tam ledvarav. He has to explain, how could you shave on day 30 and day 20 and day 59? The answer is because day 30 counts as the last day of the first cycle and the first day of the second cycle. V'lemar shiyam lamed oilolam min aminyan, k'loy mer l'kan v'l'kan. Elo lebar pada lamali, ha'aminan meshach nazirus chav tes yom. But according to Bar Pada, why would you have to say that the nazirus of the 30th, why would you have to say day 30 counts this way and that way? It doesn't need to count for the first cycle. You only need to observe 29 days. Kolaymar, I'm sorry, Elo bar pada lamali, ha'aminan meshach nazirus chav tes yom. V'lamali letana laharech v'litein tam ledvarf. Why was the Tana so lengthy and gave a reason for his words? Shayim lamed oilolam min aminyan, havadai kol tiglachas oisabiyam shloishim. The whole cutting in there was on day 30, and of course it works b'di'evad. You don't need some kind of fancy lamdus why it works because the 30th day counts for this way and for that way. No, the optimal time to cut your hair is day 30, because Nazirus is only 29 days. Of course. We tell you to do l'chachil day 31. That's for an outside gezerah, but fundamentally, you could cut your hair on day 30. Pshita diyatzav diyaved kivin d'loy be'inim d'araisa elav chavtes yoim. You don't need a fancy logic why you're allowed to cut your hair on day 30. According to Rav Masna, you need a fancy logic why you could cut your hair on day 30. Miksas hayoim kekuloy in both directions. So that's why the Tana went out of his way to supply the lamdos of day 30 counts this way and that way. But in the world of Bar Pada, there's no fancy logic that you need to explain why it's effective if you cut your hair on day 30. That's midaraisa, the optimal time to do it. It's true, we lechatchila ask you to wait one more day because of a gezeira for an outside concern, but we don't need this whole long-winded explanation. You know, there's a rule in life that if you don't need to say something, don't say it. Let's say if anyone here just had Sheva Brachas, right? When you get up to speak, don't tell people what you were going to say. No, it's bad enough you're subjecting them to what you are going to say. They don't need to hear what you were going to say or you were thinking about saying. So why would the Tana need to give this whole Lamdasha explanation in the world of Bar Pada? Of course you could shave on day 30. So says the Gemara, Amar Lacha Bar Pada. Bar Pada would say, no, ana nami aha samchi. I was also reliant on this. This is where I based my opinion upon that fundamentally you could shave on day 30. Huh? Let's see Tosis. Amar lecha bar pada, ana nami aha samchi. Kolaymar. Mikan ani medakdek. This is where I inferred the meshach nazirus chav tes yom, that the duration of nazirus is 29 days. Diktani diyom shloshim oilolai min aminyan, because it says day 30 counts. It doesn't mean it counts toward the first cycle. It means the mashal oilolai laminyan achrayin. Don't think what the Tana meant oilolai laminyan is that it works for the first cycle and the second cycle. Oiloloi min aminyan means it counts toward the second cycle. And this is where I derive that Stam Naziros 30 days means it's only 29 days. Alma dein oiloloi min aminyan rishon. That means. The Rosh Hashanah changes it from Ella. Again, kolaymar mikan ani medakdek. From here, I infer the meshach nazirus chav tes yom diktani diyom shloishim oiloloi min aminyan. The mashma de oiloloi laminyan achrayin. Ella dein oiloloi laminyan rishon. It just doesn't counter the first cycle. Kenizkel el dekivan de tana mekel boy kol kach lahachshev yom lekan ulekan. The Tana, excuse me, you have to put in the word Einoi Meiko Boi Kol Kach. The Tana is not so lenient. Yeah, the words are saying that Tana is so lenient to allow to work in both ends, but they changed the girsa to Einoi Meikol Kol Kach. You see how difficult a Masechta is without Rashi. You see the abundance of many girsois that have to be added and just to get through the Tosfos over here. Okay, fine. We're almost done. We're almost done. Okay, this is one of the harder pages here. Tanan. So basically, what the Gemara is saying is, even though at first glance the words the 30th day counts seems to indicate that it counts toward the first minyan, which supports Rav Masna, Bar Pal, this is not just the opposite. It means it counts toward the second one, and from here he derives that really Nazirus fundamentally is 29 days. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah again, same Mishnah. Misha Amar Hareini Nazir. Somebody says, "Behold, I'm a nazir." You ready? This is a great case. And then nitma yom shloshim. And then he became tameh on the 30th day. The halacha is that if you become tameh while you're still counting the basic nazirus days, it disrupts the entire nazirus, and you have to count again. As opposed to if you became tameh after you fulfilled your nazirus, you don't have to count again. Okay. So if somebody became tameh on day 10, he has to count again. Somebody became a Nazir on day 28, he has to count again. Somebody came Nazir on day 29, everybody would agree he has to count again. But if you became Nazir on day 30, presumably Bar Pada would say, you already did your time. You wouldn't have to, it wouldn't be soiser, wouldn't demolish your Nazirus. But here we have a Mishnah that says, Misha Amar Reini Nazir. Nitma Yom Shloishim. He became Tamei on day 30. Soiser Asa Kol, it destroys and demolishes everything. Bishlamal Rav, this is understandable according to Rav Masna, because on day 30 he's still counting his Nazirus time. Now you say, what do you mean? Mixas Hayom Kekulai. True, that's only if you chap Arayin and you bring the Karbonis, but if you didn't bring the Karbonis yet, then you're still counting your Nazirus. You're not exercising Mixas Hayom Kukula. Ella Labar Pada Kasha. Because if you came to me on the 30th day, but you already did your time, it was over on day 29. The only reason to continue to observe the Nazirus is only because of a decree. Atu, maybe you said 30 full days, but it's not gonna, it shouldn't demolish the whole period of Nazirus since you already fulfilled your time in Dareisa. Okay? This question is simple. Take a look in Tosfos, the Ramaschal, Ella Labar Pada Kasha. It's 1, 2, 3, 11 lines from the bottom. We only have to do like a couple lines here. Ella Labar Pada Kasha, Bain Reisha, Bain Seifa. Bar Pada is difficult both in the first statement of this Mishnah and the second one. We didn't even see the second one yet, but let's see Tosfos. Amai Soiser Shloshim Yoim. Why does this demolish the 30th day? Bein shenitma b'yom shloishim, whether you became tummy on the 30th day, or bein shenitma b'yom mei v'echad, or you became tummy on day 101. We'll see what that means. Harei nishlam nidrei legamri. You completely fulfilled your vow. V'doichek lo ilamar d'chinitma b'yom shloishim soyser midrabanan. So what do you mean? Maybe it demolishes the Nazirus rabbinically. Since rabbinically you need to observe 30 days, so maybe if you became tummy on the 30th day, midrabanan it's soiser the Nazirus. No. One second. Yom Kuf Aleph. Lo haya roi ligzer atu nitma yom lamed kivan dehi gufa drabanan. This wouldn't work out because of a factor we're going to see coming up. And the answer is, will be revealed. L'machar yia ha'is hazeh. That is daf vav amud aleph. Okay. Shkayach Rav Mendoza. Okay. Have a good night, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rob.
Okay, Shkoyach, Kotev. Good night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.